This podcast is brought to you as a service by Navy Region Northwest Fleet and Family Support Programs. You can reach us toll-free at 866-854-0638 or email us at ffsp.cnrnw@navy.mil. Service Member Rights. The Department of Defense Victim Witness Assistance Program assists victims of crimes, including sexual assault, by providing information and access to resources. DoD Directive 1030.1, Victim and Witness Assistance of April 13, 2004, and DoD Instruction 1030.2, Victim and Witness Procedures of June 4, 2004, implement statutory requirements for the DoD programs. These DoD policies also provide guidance for assisting victims and witnesses of crime from initial contact through investigation, prosecution, and confinement. Particular attention is paid to victims of serious and violent crime, including child abuse, domestic abuse, sexual misconduct. Bill of Rights. The DoD Victims Bill of Rights is a list of insured rights established to support and assist victims of a military-related crime. Victim Witness Assistance. The Victim Witness Assistance Program helps give victims a voice and keeps them informed of the status of investigations and prosecution. Service Members' Rights, Bill of Rights. The directive includes DoD Victims Bill of Rights, which resembles the Federal Crime Victims Bill of Rights. DoD law enforcement and legal personnel directly engaged in the detection, investigation, or prosecution of crimes are responsible for ensuring that victims of military-related crime are accorded the following rights. Be treated with fairness and respect for the victim's dignity and privacy. Be reasonably protected from the accused offender. Be notified of court proceedings. Be present at all public court proceedings related to the offense, unless the court determines that testimony by the victim would be materially affected if the victim heard other testimony at the trial. To confer with the attorney for the government in the case. To receive available restitution, and to be provided information about the conviction, sentencing, imprisonment, and release of the offender. Additionally, court-martial convening authorities as well as clemency and parole boards are directed to consider making restitution to the victim a condition of pretrial agreements, sentence reduction, clemency, and parole. They may consider victim statements on the impact of crime when reviewing a case. Please ensure that the victim is aware of his or her rights as soon as possible in the process. Important DoD information forms for victims. Victim and witness assistance programs throughout the Department of Defense use standard forms to advise victims and witnesses of their rights during all stages of a case. Each military service is also required to provide DoD an annual report indicating the numbers of victims and witnesses who have received assistance and services. The following chart lists the DoD form's number, the title of the form, when they are used, and their purpose. Following is a list of the DoD forms, the number, the title of the form, when they are used, and their purpose. Initial contact. Initial information for victims and witnesses of crime is DD Form 2701. This provides notice to victims and witnesses on the rights and information of the military justice system and points of contact. For prosecution, court-martial information for victims and witnesses of crime is DD Form 2702. Post-trial information for victims and witnesses of crime is DD Form 2703. These forms provide notice to victims and witnesses on rights during court-martial proceedings and process and during the command's decision-making process. Confinement. Victim witness certification and election concerning inmate status, which is DD Form 2704, and victim witness notification of inmate status, DD Form 2705. These forms provide information to victims and witness on the offender's sentence, confinement status, clemency and parole hearings, and release from confinement. Service members' rights, victim witness assistance. Once an investigation is initiated, a Victim Witness Assistance Provider, a VWAP, is available to assist sexual assault victims. A VWAP assists victims with exercising their federally mandated rights and with navigating the criminal justice system. VWAPs also provide information on services and resources, and they interact with lawyers and commanders. VWAPs also help ensure the victim's situation is respected, that victims have a voice in the process, and that victims are kept informed of the status of the investigation and prosecution. DOD's victim and witness definitions. The DOD uses the following definitions for victim and witness, but more information may be available through your installation's Victim Witness Assistance Program, which is usually located in your installation legal office, the judge advocate. A victim is a person who has suffered direct physical, emotional, or financial harm as a result of a crime committed in violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, UCMJ. Victims of crime in other jurisdictions are also included if any portion of the investigation is conducted primarily by an agency in the DOD. Such individuals include, but are not limited to, the following. Military members and their family members. DOD civilians, contractors, and their family members when stationed outside the continental United States. However, in stateside locations, this group is not eligible for some services such as medical care and military medical facilities. Children or people needing representation. When a victim is under 18 years of age, incompetent, incapacitated, or deceased, the term victim includes one of the following in order of precedence: a spouse, a legal guardian, a parent, a child, a sibling, another family member, or another person designated by a court or legal authority. A witness is a person who provides information or evidence about a criminal offense within the investigative responsibility of the DOD. When the witness is a minor, the term witness includes a minor's family member or legal guardian. The term does not include defense witness or an individual involved in the crime as a perpetrator or accomplice. Resources. To locate your victim witness assistance provider, you should contact your local installation's Office of the Staff Judge Advocate or Judge Advocate General. If you have questions about this topic or want to gather more information, please call Fleet and Family Support Programs toll-free at 866-854-0638 or visit our website at www.navylifepnw.com, spelled NAVYLIFEPNW.COM. Thank you for listening.